South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak is scheduled to begin his three-day China trip Tuesday by meeting with President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao in Beijing. China has hosted 5 years of multinational diplomacy aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons capabilities. A new round of the talks is expected to start within weeks, and President Lee is expected to discuss details of Pyongyang's forthcoming nuclear declaration with Chinese officials. Mr. Lee is a conservative former corporate chairman and is widely seen as one of South Korea's most U.S.-friendly presidents in 10 years. He has vowed to strengthen his country's military alliance with Washington and is pushing for passage of a major trade liberalization deal with the U.S., largest in South Korean history. Many analysts here say Mr. Lee will seek to reassure Beijing that South Korea's closeness to America does not come at the expense of China. Han Suk-hee, a China specialist at Seoul's Yonsei University, says the two relationships can mutually reinforce each other.
Korea needs both U.S. and China. We should take this relation not as a zero-sum perspective, but as a positive-sum perspective. Korea doesn't have to choose either one.
Still, some irritants have the potential to emerge in the South Korea-China relationship. Seoul is contemplating participation in a U.S.-led ballistic missile defense program for East Asia. South Korean leaders, past and present, have expressed fears the U.S. alliance could embroil the South in an unwanted potential conflict over Taiwan, which China has warned it may invade if the island ever declares independence. Several dozen business leaders are traveling with President Lee to China this week. They hope to explore ways of boosting the $145 billion two-way trade relationship, possibly including some initial steps toward an eventual trade liberalization deal like the one South Korea has signed with Washington. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.